do my thing. I served the Eibishter. It worked. It didn't work. You got to get used to that mentality. Or else you're lonely. Everything got to work. They have to like it. They have to, you know, has to. If you don't have that mentality. So that, where are we up? Oh, yeah, take a look upstairs, yeah? Eibishter will help. Anyway, this place where I speak, there's a special phone that they installed it there for me. So I'm the ball, it's my thing. Now, lately, I saw it off. And just in time for my speech, it was back on. I don't know who took it. This time, it was off and off. They didn't hear me. Whichever, you know, people put it in a special to hear. And I understand it's going for a big rabbim. And it's off. It wasn't there. And I didn't have it. How do you deal with that one? Oh, chutzpah. What gneva. How dare whoever did it. Oh, I'm okay? You leave it. It gives me the best people there. The Eibishter. So look, a chutzpah. How could a person have the audacity to take my thing? It's a chutzpah. The guy doesn't have a chinuch. The guy never learned musa. It's bad news. This is what Lakewood's coming to. No wonder there's so much tzaras in the world. Now, don't believe a word I'm saying. I don't mean anything I'm saying. This is the exact opposite of Nusach Navardik or Nusach Chavis Avavis. Chavis Avavis says, Yechashid me. Now, what do you want from this guy? Maybe the guy, he's sick. Wait till you find out that you roll off the wall and the guy had to take it, whatever it is. Maybe he's your own friend that took it. And you don't know anything. Avidan is told of the Makavskos. Maybe it fell off. Who knows what? But this is what they tell you to do. When somebody does something nasty, it could be your wife, by the way. You don't need this guy that takes your phone. It could be your wife. It could be your shver, your shviga, your son, your daughter. Everyone's getting angry. The boss. I'm okay? So it could be, they're chepering me. He says, be choshed yourself, says the Heilige Chavis Avavis. Be choshed yourself, leave them alone. Be done them all the kaf schus. You want to have a happy life? Blame yourself. You want to be a happy person? Blame yourself. Don't turn yourself into a bum. But it's you. It's you. There's Rav Weinkrantz, that's how he used to tell me, Geseda. There's only, in your life, the biggest yesod of your entire life is, there's no one here except you and the Eibishter. Everyone else is a test, is a this, is a, they don't even count. One Eibishter is all he's watching. It's you and him. Here's the Chavis Avavis spells it out. And do tshuva. V'dan l'kaf schus, says the Chavis Avavis. And give them atova b'makom akpada. Be dafka nice to them. Go out of your way to do chesed with the guy that whatever he did. Because it's not him. Hashem amalekal. But David, I can't even say it. But David HaMelech Bashem, it wasn't simple. It was like, you know, it didn't. It didn't work. He failed. They say you shouldn't have asked for an Nisayon. You asked for an Nisayon. Here we go. So Bashem. And right, so that was like, but right afterwards, David passed the test that made up for, it's not Shaya, what a test he passed. When somebody yelled at him and screamed at him and threw rocks at him, Shemengeda, he said, Hashem HaMelech, oh, now you made it. He was an ambitious person, David HaMelech. He wanted to make it big. That's why he fell into the Basheva Maisa, which we know isn't really the way we think it is. But still, it wasn't. And so David HaMelech passed this test. This is the number one test in the universe. When he passed that test, that was the greatest thing he ever did in his life. He did not get angry at the person. He said, it's Hashem. It's not him. You want to be a David? Or you want to, that's why David's so happy. Why is he singing so much? He went through so much sorrow, especially from people. Everyone hates him. He was not popular, David HaMelech. I'm sorry. All those people that feel they're not popular, open Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, there he is. David Malki Mashiach, the least popular person when he was Nifta, it says, that all his enemies, guess who his enemies were? All the Gedolei Yisrael. You like that? All the Rosh Sanhedrin, Shimei Ger was not Rosh Sanhedrin. Doigadoni, Abir Horayim, Mashal Ashal. Achiseifel, Dorim Betumim, walking or Betumim. These were his arch enemies. And Shalom Alach threw a spear at him 3 times to kill him. And his own family tried to kick him out of his house. They wanted him dead because they thought he was a mamza. They were hoping a lion or a bear would kill him. How would you like that, said you? Get the psychiatrist ready. They'll never be finished. Oh, this is big bucks. Let's stay with him a long time. We're going to, oh, this is an issue. This is the real thing. Here we got issues. I want to tell you, I just did this twice. I think I mentioned it, but I'll mention it again. Someone just told me, I heard that. I meet people in the street. I have a bot. Oh, I just heard that on Torah. I just heard it from Mandel. Oh, that's me. Oh, yeah. So he just heard me. I can't tell jokes anymore. Wherever I go, I tell a joke. I heard that so many times on Torah, on Kava Shkacha Pratis. I know your jokes. They all know me. When they meet me, I once came to a chassid, a famous chassid. They all come over to me. And they all come over. They say, we're drinking because we want to see 2 of you. Hey, that's my, where'd you pick that one up? They know me like a book. I can't be Machadish anymore. Anyway, what was I talking about? The, who? Who? Dabar HaMelech. Ah, so here goes. Now, I had 2 Shalom Bayis problems. Serious business, not stomach. Very bad. Both of them, like, the family is crying. What do we do? And I say like this, I'm not getting involved. I'm going to get all tangled up into the details. Kimtaran, Rabbi Isai. Kimtaran, there's room. Vosmeh chasidim was besser. I'm hungry for more chasidim. Come inside. Listen, at the very least, you get a mitzvah. Be mahana and elter yid. Elter yid is starving for more covet. I'm an interesting... This that they never saw. I run after COVID 24/7 and I get it. I'm like, I don't know, it's against Chazal. And we have to, it's a Torah Ian. I run after COVID and it comes my way. Oh, and I'm swear, every time I go to sleep, my mind is full. I got COVID here, I got COVID there. Oh, I'm doing great. I'm not that bad. But I can't say I dislike. I'm not one of those for sure that says, please don't give me COVID. That's for sure. That's not happening. Not in this Gilgal. That's not my approach. You mean COVID? Thank you. I want to tell you the real, real truth. All kidding aside. When I get COVID, I feel guilty that it doesn't sink in. And I don't go around saying, thank you, Abister, for encouraging me. This is a real issue by me. Why aren't you saying more thank yous? Every compliment is from Hashem. Don't make it away. Yeah, I heard that yesterday. What are you doing? A cup. Say thank you. What's with you? Abish is making you feel good. Be thankful. Anyway, let's get back to it.
Why is everyone being barefoot in the covet if that's the approach?
What? Yes, Edechin, the truth is I'm a big tzaddik. It says, I'm a first chazal. I'll feed rush you if they ask me. That's my chazal. I stick with that.
No, when someone gives you covet and you can channel it and...
Yeah, 100%. 100%. The Chayv Salvava speaks about it. I think Rabbi Miller speaks about it. He says, you're not really supposed to run after it, but when it comes your way, then you're supposed to be, you're allowed to enjoy it. You're allowed to be thankful. Abish says, being machazik you. It's chizik. What's wrong with chizik? You're getting chizik. In the Vardik, they gave a lot of cover to everybody. Just when they got it, they went up shame. I'm more of Rabbi Miller's. Rabbi Miller quotes a Gemara in Abay Dezara that when a guy got covered from a yid, he went straight to his Abay Dezara to say, thank you for the cover that he got. So he said, if a guy could do it, we could also. He says this in this. Take a look at some of us. He speaks to around these things. You know, possible up covered so fast. You have spiritual, Shalai Lishma, Baal Lishma. La'aylam, Yelmait, Adam, Shalai Lishma. La'aylam. Says Rav David Blacha. Oh, you want to start with Lishma? Oh, you want to be those frum guys? No, I want to be Lishma. then you're going to end up with your Lailashma. Ramchoba Weissman will tell Rosh Hashanah Hertzman that when he was a Bach, he was a big Eloi. And he learned Pasabada Rabba back in Europe. And he didn't want people to see, so he went alone in the Beis Medrash. And he was learning alone, nobody there. So people started looking in. So he took the Venetian blinds. I don't want to be seen. I want to learn alone. And so the people started, seeing the window was open, I don't know, but they started peeking in through they started getting through. So he says, I can't win with them. Everyone's looking at me, learning, like, with such a smother. So he decides, I'm going downstairs. He goes downstairs to the boiler room, and he tells over the story, and I fell asleep and guns, and I lost everything. That was the way of saying, you're going to run away from COVID, you end up with nothing. They stuck up. Did they see me? Did they know? Did I say that I'm such a big tzaddik? They don't care about you anyway. All the people that give you COVID, don't get so to your head. And maybe it should get to your head. Makes you happy. Whatever. Whatever makes you happy. Simcha is the burning issue. Gotta be besimcha no matter what. Anyway, where are we holding? David HaMelech. What? Who? Listen to this one. Shalom Bayis. They don't know what to do. This guy's crazy. He's terrible. He's destroying his house. He's yelling all day and he's this and that. And they want me to deal with it. I say right away, I don't need any details. And I told this to the Eibishter. I says, Eibishter, I can't deal with these things. They're sticky. Sticky said, yeah, I'm going to be on the telephone for years. You know how these things work? Do you ever hear of Mayim Aluchim? You know, drink salty water. You want to quench your thirst with that? That's what you're doing with a lot of these cases. You're going nowhere. Until you get it straight, it's not in the mice. Hey, Vishta, I want to be simplifying. Make my brachas work. You can straighten them all out. What's the big spiel? Why complicate? Elkim osas adam yosha. Vein bikshu chishmainas rabbin. Let's be simple. I'm like the Tom of the Manashtana, not the Chacham. Chacham, they make fun of them all. There's a reason. Don't be such a Chacham. I'm the Tom. That's to me, I hold that for me. That's the best thing in the world. Tomim tiyem Hashem likachem by me. That's the biggest godless. Anyway. So what did I do? I says, Eibishter, help those people. I want a total turnaround. The next day, I get a phone call from a relative. It's unbelievable. The guy finally decided he's going to get therapy. It's like a mess. I says, I didn't ask for that. I want a total, I want friends. You know, I don't want the whole business. I get a call 24 hours later. I'm in doubt they're going on a honeymoon. I promise you. Now here comes another one. Take one, Rabbi Sain. It's very chashuv. Take one. Give it to your Rebbetzin. You'll show that you have her in mind. That we don't leave the ladies out. The ladies are very important. You know why in Europe? They went off the derech in Poland because they put kaychus into the men. The men went around like Shane Yidin, big tzaddikim, learning Yom Valayla. And the ladies, no, who cares? They're just ladies. And so the new generation, what did the Yiddish mama look like? You know, she wasn't what it's supposed to be. Beis Yaakov saved a lot, but it was already like, they were worse. They had more trouble from the girls, from the boys. The girls were tough ladies, and the Polish girls, Chaim Halperin told me that they used to throw these red flags. They were communists, these Jewish communists, and they take Rabbi Sain. And they, yeah, take a batch over there and a batch over here. And Rabbi Sain, or the people that are listening, came Chayenu, pre-Shavuos event, reigniting the pride, it's in your hands, Tuesday, May 11th, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Keynote speaker, Moshe Scheinemann. Mm-hmm. Interactive panel featuring Mrs. Hannah Rachel Twersky, Rebbetzin Esti Habestad, Mrs. Ari Shechta. Where is this? 8:30 to 10, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Yeshiva Arches Chaim. Okay, anyone else? It's a big mitzvah. Get your ladies in there. Ladies are very, very important. I once met the Gabbai. I ate by him once for Shabbos. He wanted to read me Yerushalayim Mashiach. I was an American, you know. Anyway, I'm not so fast. So, but I spent Shabbos with the Gabbai of the Alter Shemir Emunim Rebbe. Reb Aaron wrote himself the Shemir Emunim, and I spent Shabbos by him. And he started telling me, there's Hasidus. The ones that Nebuch the Maisai, maybe Bekurai Ve'akadesh, their Hasidus was known, those days especially. They were able to fear Duch, all these things, Yerushalayim Yidna trying so hard with the Menhagim. They were known to be on top. They had all the, whatever the way the Tzniyas and the, they were very much Lech. That Hasidus was known to be very stark. And he told me, the Gabbai, he was a Gabbai, his name is Reb Don Schwartz, that Tzadik, a Taidi, he wrote his Sefer in Shluch HaKan. He said, you know why we succeed? We put all our kaychas in the ladies. The ladies! We want chasheva ladies. You got chasheva ladies, you got it all. Okay, let's get back to us. Now, so now, what was I saying? I don't want to start up with the men either. Men are also, I'm joking. Don't believe anything. But what was I saying about Shalom Bayis, the next Shalom Bayis? Ooh, this is our dream. This is not Shias. I mean, this happened to me about 20 years ago, before I was like so. And I was visiting Australia. And somebody came over to me. I had a terrible Shalom Bayis problem. And he was shekels. And he started showing me his wife, texted him a whole bunch of messages. You know what the messages looked like? You're a taita mishugana, you're insane, I never should have married you. He showed me, see, this is my daily, you know, diet. You know, this is what she serves for breakfast. And you, I want to talk to you, I can't look you in the face. And he saves it. What are you saving it for? What are you saving that for? It's kaidish kadashim. To remember, oh, you're one of those Bali Musa. I got it. He's saving it. You hear this? For the lawyer. And he's saving it. And the chasana, oh, what's going on there? 25 years ago this happened. When I was visiting Australia, someone came over to me with this Shalom Bayis problem. And he said, among other things, that he doesn't like his wife. And you can imagine. And she doesn't look so good. And she doesn't like... you don't like... no wonder she... what do you want from her? You hold that she's Nice America, you know. She's not Eini Shel Yoifi. And you hold that she's... So no wonder she's getting you back. I mean, yeah, what do you want from the poor lady? But Kitsa, I says, don't get me involved in the whole business. I'm going to daven and forget the whole bit. Listen to this. And 24 hours later, the first time his wife texts us a beautiful letter, she sends him, Mamish, what got into you? And I never saw his wife. I never spoke to her. I didn't discuss him and his details. And he says, you know, something got into me. And I started... finally helping with the baby, you know, things he never did. And then suddenly, you know, she doesn't look so bad. I promise you, it's a true story. Do you know you go to the Beda Shalalim, he'll give you anything. This guy had trouble with his wife. What was his trouble? Whenever he buys her something, he is a stickle severman. He's a little stingy. When he buys her a gift, he has himself in mind. He likes her. He becomes very from his wife, as far from the lady, but he gets super from. He always buys sfarim, the covered yamtiv. He buys his wife sfarim. That's what he buys her, the covered yamtiv. Rav Forshammer once told me, buy her a cheap tichel. You don't have to buy her a vesvas every week, every year, every yamtiv to buy her a chasana. You know, a cheap, the regular thing. You have to buy the covered yamtiv. It's a mitzvah. The kids, what happened? So the guy comes over to me and he says, my wife doesn't like my gifts. And I said, no wonder. You buy a gift for yourself. And she hops. She's not stupid. But I'm not going to change this guy. He's got to have his, you know, he buys for him that she could read also, you know, in English, whatever it is. So, you know, here's your gift. Buys his wife a gift. We even have air conditioning. Where do you read this Adairis? The Vadik is with air conditioning, you're okay. You know, I spent 2 years giving Vadim. We're schmaltzing like crazy. And I never said anything. I was watching the guy. It was just as packed. I was just amazed. How could they keep coming? It's roasting. But I remember that I'm a Malam and Atava anyway. My whole thing is tefillah. When I give a lousy speech, sometimes I talk not so good. I don't know how often that. But whatever. I'm not. You know what I do afterwards? Say, Eivishta, make, they should like it. Make it be tops. Every single time I get most compliments from those lousy speeches. Because I'm not, what actually happened, how good I was and not good, is the Eivishta. The Eivishta will make them like it. There's a certain singer, I'm not going to say his name, that somebody who knows things about Jewish singers. He said the guy can't sing to save his life and the whole world loves him. And they're after him like crazy. And he's not even like any shvach. He says, the malam and not teva. The Eibishter wants the eyes to like him. They're running, you know, often these things happen. With the Eibishter, the sign, you go to the Eibishter, it's going to work. Anyway, so let's get back. Where am I up to? Who? Shalom Bias, yeah. So the guy, I told the guy, before you buy that book, that's safer for yourself. I mean, for your wife. You buy it safer. Davin. Eivishta, make her like the book. I promise you. As soon as he did it, Olam Hafuch Reisi. Oh, thank you so much. It never happened in his life. He bought he's always buying gifts. He's always buying himself gifts all his life. It never happened. Never until he came to Mandel, the expert in Shalom Bayis. What's the expert? Go to the Eivishta. I go, all my problems. They'll see them say, Kelo Dino Kolamaisim answers all your problems. Go to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Go to him for everything. This guy's wife doesn't like flowers. Never. Until one day he says, he bought the flowers for some. Eivishta, make her like my flowers. I promise these are true stories. Comes home. Oh, they're beautiful. What got into you? You never liked flowers before. Because this time I daven. I learned, you know what I do? When I buy nash for my talmidim, I buy chocolates. Eivishta, make them love my chocolates and make them learn double. It's all tefillah. It's all, you don't even need the chocolates. Eivishta, make them without chocolates. They'll learn. You go to the Eivishta for everything. Run! Every inch. Go to the Tatan Shemayim. Ah, there's no one like him. There's nothing like the Eivishta. There's nothing underrated. Melech Olov, says the Heilige Talmud Dvaira. He's Olov. He's like, you know, lowly. He's an Olov. He's like, he lets people step all over in China. They don't believe in anything. And the Eivishta gives them the chop suey and he gives them chow mein and all the garbage and they fress and all over the world. The stomachs are all healthy and they're functioning and they can go on toilet successful. That's a big thing in my books. I don't know about you guys. We're going to the toilet successfully. We make ashiyotas. No, it's a big union to go successfully. You want to meet some of my friends in the hospital, the mutzenzach, to make things happen. And that's the big stuff. Anyway, I want to tell you, speaking about buying wives gifts, this younger man, these are all true stories. This younger man, what was I telling you? Yeah. He bought his wife 3 watches in 1 year. 3 gold watches. And she said, no good. She didn't like it. And she, her father, her wife, her sister's married to a guy. He knows. He buys what she likes. And he knows the ropes. He's a cool guy. This guy's not so cool. He's ultra yeshivish. He doesn't understand, you know, what he's supposed to buy. He's one of those 2 left feet. You know, he doesn't hop. Oh, what are you supposed to buy? And he keeps trying. He comes crying to me. My wife doesn't like anything I buy him. And he said, this guy's buying that guy. They love him. He's the husband of the year award. And I'm the Nebuchadnezzar over here. I don't know if I'm coming or going. You know what I told him? You're a million times better than all of them put together. Lachmana Limavdot, boy, don't serve people. Serve, of course, try your best. But in the final analysis, you tried so much harder. You go into a store and you think, well, she liked this, that, and you much in Zach, and you end up with nothing. You're perfect. May upon him. You bought one watch. You bought 100 watches. 3 times a year, 300 watches. And you had a belt. They're going to take you. You're the husband of the year award. In this world, that guy's the big chain of yid who knows what to do with his wife. He's cool. He's smooth. It goes good. In the next world, you are the man. Live with the truth. Don't live. You know, some of the see them say, they talk about Pneumius, HaTayrach, 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 Pneumius, HaTayrach. They said Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't Pneumius, they tiny, whatever. So I once saw somebody, he wrote Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Pneumius means like this. HaTayrach means he walked in the base medish, and this guy's knocking and learning, and he knows more than everyone else, and he knows all the answers, and he knows Pshat and Taisvus, and he's got a whole purple in the Rambam, and everyone's pointing to him, that's the man who knows the stuff, and you're sitting in the back, and you can't figure out, you're from those guys, they still didn't give you a stempel yet. Pre-stempel days, that's my days. You spent a whole lifetime not shopping, you happen to have ADHD, what's that? Or you happen to have OCD, you happen to have this, that, you know, nowadays, you get yourself a stamp of approval, you're officially whatever it is. Once you get that stubble, you're finished. Because then you have to live up to it. That's me, you know. I'm against stemplos. The only stemple I believe in, kulach yofar rayasi umum engbach. That's me. I hold I'm perfect. Give yourself a stemple, I'm a Muslim. Don't bother me with this stuff. People kill themselves with their stempels. They carried it from young years. I had a guy who had a stempel of being a Taita Meshuggah. But exactly like, I'm not trying to be funny. Their family sent them to me because I once rescued somebody in a physical way. So I became their gadol over there. I'm the Rebbe of the family. I barely know them, but I know the family. I heard of them. I met maybe one or two of them, but I'm the guy who said the figure. He's going to straighten out Beryl Getz or whatever his name is. And he helped Mandel, if anyone will straighten him out, Mandel will do the job. I promise you a true story. The guy, among other things, I don't know how to touch up what he had. There's no suffering about it. That he was definitely, he was definitely a high candidate for being a real, real Meshuggah. He got on the phone and he carried on and acting tight Meshuggah. I says, how long have you been Meshuggah? I guess, how long has this been going on? How long have you been a nutcase? How long is this? He says, ever since I'm born. Oh, that's interesting. He's not 30 either. He's beyond. He's already ready to move on in life. And he's still a Meshuggah. And the families don't know how to deal with him. Until Mandel got involved. The man called me, one thing I know for sure, OCD he had. He called me 10 times a day, literally. 10 times a day. And my wife says the phone never stops ringing. She doesn't shop. She thinks I'm such a popular guy. It's the same OCD guy. It's ringing. Here we go again. More OCD. Yes? Oh, here he is again, yeah. And he's persistent. Anyway, I tell him from day one, you do not qualify as being Meshuggah. I disagree with you. I told him it was a misdiagnosis. I got you straight. No, you're fooling yourself. And you're trying to act crazy because they told you. The way your voice sounds, I sense you have big bardas in truth. It just never came out because you're so brainwashed that you're Meshuggah that the only thing that comes out is more Meshuggah. Allah's gifts, but tachas. You want to give some out for anybody? Want to give some out or whatever? Okay. By the way, I have a talking weeklies. If anybody wants to take, I have a whole box over there. Anyway, you give it out. Whoever gives out, somebody had a major Yeshua, unusual, And I traced, what did you do? Oh, he was giving out Bitachon weeklies. So, you want a big yeshuas? Give out my stuff. Anyway, where am I holding? Mignot. And I told him, and everything he said, I was medayik. That was very smart. He does have a lot of kishon, this fellow, in different ways. And I made a big spiel out of anything positive. I didn't stop raving. And I screamed at him. I don't want to hear him. Because he's already, the more he talks, the more he proves himself how crazy he is. I don't want to hear him. And I keep yelling at him. No, stop that. You're trying to act nuts. Not with me. You're very normal. In fact, I happen to like you. In fact, I could tell, ooh, you must be good in learning. Oh, you must be good in this. You have a lot of good needs. Yes, I see it. And this, you know, people believe me. Sometimes some of my best cases are those at long distance. They never saw me. And the Rebbe Zucht, in 1 month, the guy made a special trip. He lives far away from here to show me. Baron Pesach, pleasure. And he's normal. I'm serious. He straightened out through brainwashing. No, what? I saw them. What are you talking? I am a sincere person. I'm a shtick emes. They're very often, when I'm not really sure, I scream so loud that I make myself be sure. I do that with a tussle, seriously. I do a lot of that stuff all the time. I'm always screaming. Rav Hutton once said, when you're wrong, scream loudest. Go the other way. You do that. You're convinced. You talk yourself into it and do a lot of that stuff. No, I know for sure. First of all, you're mekayim a mitzvah of betachim. Just by hemantik yadam. But as Lonam would say, if you, at least in the level of speech, you're about betachim. You feel it, yeah. You don't feel it, you do feel it. Anyway. So, Rabbi Sai, what was they up to? The, Nisim and the Flies, it's Erev. Shavuos, Eisim Ratzon, Gadol V'Neir, David HaMelech. David HaMelech! Shaul HaMelech! Naki Menachet, 40 years old, Keben Yomei, he was just born, so pure. Shaul HaMelech, right? And David HaMelech, he's got baggage to Mashiach. Now let's take Yehuda and Yosef. And Yosef is pure. And Yehuda with Tamar. Who's the Melech? Yehuda. Who's the Melech? David. Sheikh Ben Yosef is going to be killed. Sheikh Ben Yavid is the Iker. All those people suffering from Averis. Take heart. Don't be nispoh from all your Averis. Hashem Yisbarah purposely put you in a situation where you're going to, you know that there's a Malach that pushed Yehuda to do what he did. Maybe a Malach pushed you to. What are you giving us? It doesn't mean from now on you're going to decide, well, it's all a Malach. What do you want from me? Don't do that. Various are not jokes. The smallest one is not a joke. But in retrospect, maybe you're pushed into it. Don't put yourself down. Don't let Averis pull you down. The stipler speaks about it. The stipler was an Avardigan. The stipler still. Yes, I have the letter here. Someone gave it to me. A certain Alon put it out. A letter? He says he heard it himself from the stipler. The stipler says you could do 100. Speak about Kedusha Zachem. You nichshol 100 times. One time you weren't nichshol. Focus all day and all night. One time I wasn't there, so that's our budget. Stipler says it. And he says, you know, it's chusim you have for the one time. Stipler's fire. And he says that the Musa's form attack are very negative. You have to be, all right, we're not going to enact the Musa's form. The stipler said it means you got to be careful with Musa's form. You know, Reb Chuna Hertzman's atzal. He was a mirror. Altamir, he was a Talmud of Chatzkel. As later years, he had a stroke number, he wasn't well. And he asked, here's a listigi, he had no kids, that's Tzadik, I want to dedicate this man. He was the one that introduced me to Nevadig. Should have a list of Gan Eden with all of everything in the world. He should do Shaduchim. They say you go to his grave at Bnei Brak, he's there of Chaskel, and get Shaduchim. He's big in that. Davin, and you'll get, they say, people have Yeshuas. So maybe he'll give Shaduchim. The most impossible cases. What's impossible? It's Kedah. What do you mean possible? What? Zenei Bishta. What? There's no crisis. Dimyon. We are now hereby bevatling Shidduch crisis. Oy Shidduch crisis. Shtusim. Look, I'll tell you how to be mevatel. Look how many happy married people there are. And talk all day about that. He's married. He's married. He's married. We hope he's happy. Uh-oh. It looks good. It looks so. They're also something. I'll make away with it. He's happy. He's happy. She's happy. She's married. He's married. Married, married, married. All day long. I once told this to somebody. She didn't have any. A mother didn't have. She only had 5 kids. She wanted more. She couldn't have. Didn't happen. So I says, go thank the Yabish to the 5 that you do have. Rabbi Golombik. I was involved with something. They were miscarrying. They were miscarrying. They had 2 normal kids and then 9 miscarriages. Go thank Hashem for the 2 that you do have. As soon as they started doing that, she's pregnant. Normal, healthy boy. Say, thank you what you have! I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says about what happened, like Boyman. But I am sorry. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm wholly preoccupied with thanking Hashem. You're here. You're here. You're here. You're here. You're here. I'm here. And most people, they're okay. You must do that. Or else you're not living with the truth. By the way, that what happened there was such a... It breaks your heart to 2,000 pieces. And it shows you how great those Jewish people are. How they care for each other. By Arabs? When 100,000 die, they just walk around like, oh, interesting. You know, what else is new? Doesn't mean anything. And by us, when one dies, we go bananas. And here, like Bahima, the Musa that Klai Yisrael is taking from this, it's such a Kiddush Hashem. All those Heilige Yidin are getting such an Olam Haba without a suffix. They caused such an Achdus in Klai Yisrael. And that was Reb Shimon Yechai's line. Reb Nosson Zatzal is to say that the 21,000 were nifta because they didn't have, they're not good covers ever. So when Reb Kiva had the new 5 Talmidim, the whole thing was loving each other to pieces. They used to wander in the forest, be misbated with the Yevishta, and as soon as they bumped into each other, they kissed and hugged each other. Achdus. Reb Shimon Yechai, his line was Achdus. Now he brought an Achdus to Klai Yisrael, the day of his Yahrzeit, he brought such an Achdus. How great these Jews are. It's so beautiful. Every Yid is broken to pieces with his whole heart. And he's not putting on an act. He's not putting on a show. And he's not a depressive person anyway. I don't like that shtickle. Although I keep saying it. I'm always afraid. Not everybody. Well, I will say it. I was called up by an Eretz Yisrael Yid who's in charge of whatever. Oh, by the way, thank you, Kol HaLashon. And thank you, Torah anytime. And thank you, Kavashkach Proteus. And thank you, Reb Yosef Yaffe, Achanach Chovid. Rabbi Yaffe, that standing that was overdue. It's well deserved. Rabbi Yaffe, I'm giving you Kavod. You deserve it. Now, handle with care. I don't have that many. Chop the matzah. So we'll talk about it. We'll see what to do with it. Now, so it's myridic. The guys that are getting depressed and can't daven, can't learn, which I heard in Eretz Yisrael, things like that are happening. To them, I don't let them. There, that mandala. This is my thing. I deal with them people. I deal with people that are not allowed to cry in Tisha B'Av because they cry all year. What do you want? But the truth is, it's not the end of the world. I was given a psak like this from my Rebbe. It won't kill you, so you cry in Tisha B'Av, even though you're depressed. It won't kill you. But we're talking about people that, not so pashut. Not so posh. They are depressed. And now they're going to go catching about this. And they know how to deal with it because it really eats them up. And they're not learning. And they're not davening. Oh, that's what I was told. That's a nusach I was told from a yid. The yid that runs this, I think, Rapissus. They told me that I got speak for them. You know what I said? I said like this. What would Rabbi Shimon want? How should you react? You know what he would do? Moshe Rabbeinu's yard side was a tainus. What's Shem Bayechai was makbid, they should be besimcha. At his yard side, he was nifta, tzadik, kakim was nifta, you're going to be besimcha. And everyone's dancing, because he said, I want simcha. On all those sad times, I want simcha. Now the Vardigas did things like that. I'm not going to talk about it. It's too strange. Way too strange. I know three Chassidish movements that I know be a dia that do things like this. With certain famous Chassidish, their Tisha B'Av, between Purim and Tisha B'Av, it was Adela Yada Bain Purim and Tisha B'Av. It sounds the same. I'm serious. It's a joke. Tisha B'Av by them. From the Helix to Yidna, a certain Chassidish, I don't want to say it in public. I don't know the things. I don't know. The Yidlam should hear all these things in public. On private, I'll tell you. Boy, what they did on Tisha B'Av. That's not a Tisha B'Av. And then I know about the reactions of two major Chassidus, the two tragedies. They weren't crying. No way. There is a certain Chassidus that does not believe in crying. Period. A friend of mine got up. He was masbet somebody. He was crying. And there are a bunch of that, the riesige chashuv of people. These are not little kids. They were looking at him, what's that all about? You're crying? Oh, that's interesting. It looked like it wasn't part of their culture. We don't do that stuff. Oh, you cry? That's so interesting. You're actually crying. Now, I rather do believe in crying, but handle with care. Watch out! And there may be a kufis in your life, I have told people, in Tisha B'Av, you're going to start fetching around in Tisha B'Av. Now, you may not need to do other things. You may need to write down your milas, which I'm talking about severe people that need to work on atzvus. They got so much of it. Every day by them is they need to build up. You got to learn Musa all Tisha B'Av, do tshuva and have more simcha. Because why did Tisha B'Av happen? You don't have enough simcha. That's why we got the Tisha B'Av. So do tshuva. That's your Tisha B'Av. Some people need that. Not everybody. What? Lack of betachin. There you go. No betachin, no simcha. That causes the Tisha B'Av. So go to the shayrus of the problem. That's your Tisha B'Av. Now that's a megalin. Don't advertise this to the whole world. I personally cry on Tisha B'Av. In fact, I encourage my friends, cry b'kol rom. You'll get a prat for the bargain. What? We're going to see what? Everybody should see I'm crying in Tisha B'Av. It's very appropriate. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Tisha B'Av. What? What? Megula Shleim is coming. Those holy Jews, they always come out winning. They're going to make out of this great things. There you go. There you go. There you go. All holy Jews. All holy Jews. Now, you want to hear another one? I don't know if you're going to be masking to me or not. The other one's talking about doing tshuva. So I tell you, the first tshuva is because we're not enough besimcha. We got to be besimcha. I got a one-track mind. Simcha, you may have to do that. If you're involved in breaking a midas, you're going to be doing these type of things. No matter what happens. You know, by some chassidim, every Monday and Thursday, they're looking for an excuse to dance. Or to, oh, now we got to dance again. Why? I forgot why, but let's dance anyway. They're always looking for an excuse. Let's dance again. I know from very, very chashuv chassidim, the sweetest people in the world. I love them to pieces, even though they see them. I love to see them. One of my big weaknesses in life is I'm nuts over chassidim, especially since I come from them. Do you know, I'm very into Chassidim, Mishnah. I love Sfarim all day, especially this guy. I want you to know. And these two guys, oh, sugar. If I promise you, I would eat you guys up any day. But I want to tell you about the Chassidim. Rav Shach, I saw a letter Rav Shach wrote. What would we do without them? The reason I love Chassidim so much, it's Alts. I picked it up from a baron. Because Rav Baron loved the Kibbutz of Mitzvah Rebbe. He was crazy, really. He almost missed a plane. He had to take a plane to Eretz Yisrael. Then I forgot to get a bracha from the Kibbutz of Mitzvah Rebbe. Yeah, it is. He went all the way back. It was Rosh Chodesh. Kibbutz of Mitzvah Rebbe was upstairs with his halal, with his towels and tzon, saying halal was Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Baron waited outside. And they took Kibbutz of Mitzvah Rebbe waiting for you. He needs a bracha. He doesn't want to get on the plane. He was on the way to the airport. He wants a bracha from the Kibbutz of Mitzvah Rebbe. No? Who's the biggest chassid? Rav Baron or me? I think Rav Baron is from the big chassidim to do a thing like that. And he waited till he came down. And then he gave him a bracha. What are you going to do? Rav Baron wants a bracha. Rav Baron left. And then he said, they explained to him that Rav Baron, you know, detoured from his trip to get a bracha. He burst out crying. He says, be my triach, Rav Baron. And they loved each other. And the Saab, hey, come on. I'll slake with, I love to see them. That's their shita. So I go along with the, I have to stick to the pot, to the shita of, that's the dara. And one of the Rosh Hashivas once had a vote with see them over there. I compliment them later. I like that. Anyway, so let's get back. And that was one of the big people said, a Groisi Yid, I don't want to say his name, a Taida Heilige Yid, one of the big speakers, said the reason why this happened was Machlokes. That is a good point. Machlokes. Machlokes. You want to have trouble? You can't, this sheet, that sheet, he's my type, his type, that type, this type. I want to tell you something. It's all the same. People don't chop. In the Vardi, they see the truth. What? They don't see Chassidim, they don't see Litvakas. Kinna? Mr. Kinna, with a shtreimel, without a shtreimel, what's the difference? It's Kinna, it's Taiva, it's covered. With this, it's a, that stuff is misleading. It's a dimion. The package that the guy has, that the Eibishter gave him, that type of package. Or Yekis, I like them the best, because I'm a half a Yekka. Yekis, oh. I hope they're all getting Elam Haba. The Yekis. The Amolgi Yankees, when they make Birkas HaTorah, they get no covered. Everybody looks at, oh, what's that all about? Tauras Emes Chai Aulom Natabas Aucheinu. You know who made them do that? Rabina Hirsch. Tzadik Yusei Deilam. There was no one bigger than him. Rab Shab Shmuel Hirsch. I'm built on him. He's my man. I'm a half, obvious. But they, who cares about the packages? The ones that are getting on the most, Bezionis, by the way, are the top groups. By the way, of all the top groups, I want to tell you, I spoke to Odom Godel Ad Moed when I was first getting into Navarding. Reb Nelson pushed me into Navarding. He held I should stick with it. But someone else, a really good person, about Baruch HaKadosh, everything, he says, Navarding is Givaldi. I says, what do you see in Navarding? He wasn't Navarding because they have the Zianis. That's a big thing. You don't, that doesn't mean nothing. To me, it means a lot. Okay, anyway. I won't say it in public. He doesn't want, I once asked him if I could quote him, and he doesn't like it. So, he's around on Mevesim. People don't like to be quoted so fast. But what's the message of Maron? Okay. Every person has to get his own message. First of all, I want to say about the Machlokes business, according to Adam Godel, it's Machlokes. That's the thing. Others say other things. This person said, a very famous, he spoke to Rabbi, Yaakov Hillel, he said it. I mean, he said, it's a very shtak about Machlokes, get rid of Machlokes. And he says, Rabbi Sosalanta's famous quote, Machlokes hi l'shem shemayim, soifel eskayim. If you're l'shem shemayim, you're going to stay like that l'netzach. If you're not l'shem shemayim, there's hope. Maybe you'll straighten out. But if you're against the Shita, you're staying there forever. People are different than you. What do you want? Leave him alone. So he doesn't daven the way you do. What do you care? So he is a little crazy. So I'm also crazy. Why should he? The whole world's a little bit. You don't chop. You know, it's good when you have chesroinus, Rabbi said, because then you understand others. Oh, he's nutty, just like me. You know, it's good to put yourself down when it helps your ben alachaveira. We're all nuts. If you see a chesroinus, you tolerate everybody. Oh, he's a little weird, so am I. You know, there was a woman, a Polish lady, when he came to Shidduchim, she said, Ich bin ich the best, ich nicht ich the best. I'm not the best type myself, I'm not looking for the best. We're all the same. Like, that's a very healthy mentality. Don't, has to be this, that, take that off. What's the difference? I want to tell you, half of the Gazach. I once said this in public. I said it at the Kvishin Shtibel. And Chashav Rabbanim sitting there, I said my piece. Anyway, it says, Hava Yoz Kanomer. I wanted to be Mekaimet. Hava Yoz Kanomer. I'm the official Azaz Panim. First thing in Shulchan Aruch is be an Azaz Panim. I'm Mekaim, you know. So the very first thing, Oz Kanomer. I got up in front of everybody. And there are different types, the people sitting there, you know. He's this type, that type. You got that type. The sweetest using Yon Slikwa was sitting there, but he would not stop. But I said my piece. So like this. You see these two guys fighting? He's one Shita, another Shita. And they're killing each other. They hate each other. They don't chop what's happening. In the last Gilgal, the guy with Shita A was Shita B. And the guy with Shita B was Shita A. And they were killing each other then, in the last Gilgal. When they came to Yenavel, they said, you guys are big tzaddikim, but the Shita business destroyed you. You became Balamach, like, it's no good. So we give you a chance, we'll be born again. And we'll see what happens. You're gonna forget what you used to be. And you're gonna be brainwashed from since you were a kid. They kept telling you, this is the Mahalas. And let's see if you can deal with another person's Mahalas, because last time you weren't good at it. So maybe this time you can improve. So the guy is this Gilgal, he's fighting tooth and nail. No, we got the right Shita. Those guys are nuts. And last Gilgal, he was those guys. He was those guys. And he was screaming at these guys. He don't hop. It's all me this. This hat, that's drama, that's shtusim. They, ikka chias odom shvias amidas. You came here to perfect your midos. So what's the difference? So, this time, his gaiva is coming out by being that shita brings out his gaiva. The other shita brought out his gaiva. But either way, it's the same problem. It's just with a different package. Different hat, different bekesh, different, but it's all the same. The internally, that's what's happening. Now the other ones to hear, my aura on this is, I don't believe there's any problems anymore. That's my shita. My sheet is, I don't see it. You don't see them call me day and night. I'm a Litvak, officially. I don't know if they hold I'm a Litvak. I have different sheets about who I, my identity crisis. I have a problem with, there is my hat. See, a Rebbe is not supposed to go with this type of stuff. I'm trying to Rebbe you. So I'm having problems with that. Every night I spend 2 hours discussing with my wife, who am I exactly? Anyway, but I'm working on that, trying to find myself. I have to find yourself. The Rebbe has to find himself. Might have to give me, I'm not finding. Anyway, but I hold. Be'ezer Hashem. I'm Baron Dolz's chassid. And together with Dalton Slobotka's chassid. And together with the Chedisha Rim's chassid. And the Vardig's for sure, who put heavy duty kaychas in Ayin Taylor. I don't see a problem. I only see good. I'm blind to anything negative. I didn't see it. I didn't notice. Do that with kids. Do that with everything. Don't patch with your wife. Nothing. Everything's fine. I didn't see any problem. Nothing's wrong. They're getting along. There's a big power in deciding and paskening that it's a good situation. It becomes like that. Shalom Shadron told somebody he had trouble with teenagers. By the way, am I overboard? He had trouble with Tina. I don't have a watch. 9:10? We're ending with this. You guys have a lot of patience. You're staggering. my Hasidim shtai in the ability to hear me out. Right? Anyway. We're getting into machlekes again. Anyways, here's the story. So he said like this. Somebody having trouble with a teenager. I miss your son, by the way. He told him, it's okay. It's okay. Who's he, you're his? These kids are dreams. Job is, be well, Rabbi. You'll take a whole stack. Take a whole stack and bring this stuff also, whatever you. Anyway, so. What was I saying? He said like this. I'm a macht for them garnished, vetos garnished. You have a nasty teenager. And you make nothing out of it, it becomes nothing. But if you talk about it all day, and you worry about it all day, and you think about it all day, and you make your head swimming with it, you make it worse. Well, Shalom Shadron told us, I know the younger man, he has trouble with teenager. You don't want to have trouble, make the don't. Bug off. No, but you have to stop him. It's not good. It's Yiddishkeit. I can't. Look at this. That's dominating. That's not dominating. That's Sidiya. Sorry. I'm such a tznua. And look at my child. How she goes, embarrasses me in public. The body doesn't love that. Your lady, you don't know what you're missing. You need Musa. Learn Musa and learn to appreciate Mesiaitis a little bit. I know, younger man, his family is good, mostly good. One of them is a little bit, you know. So whenever people ask about his family, he takes the one that everybody looks at as, see, this is my family. And they see the one that looks the most weird. That's the one that he always points out, that's my family. And he tied it like this. What are kids there for? Covered? Shtusim. You got to get covered? No. I'd rather get some Mizraelis covered. I care what these guys think. He has a good family. Doesn't. What do you care? What people think. People should think I know how to raise my kids. No, I want you to think I'm pretty bad at it. That's fine with me. There's a certain Adam Godel, a Bal Musa, from the greatest world famous. I just don't want to say his name. But you can just privately, I'll tell you. Super. Like, really, ungenommen everywhere, called Tuzi Yisrael. From the giants of all the Bal Musa, the last door, he was from the top. And with a shita, with Tamid, and with, ooh, he was a Riz. He had trouble with his kids. Everybody knows about it. He had major trouble with his kids. And they once got together, a whole thing, chinuch, and he started giving etzus and chinuch. And I was sitting there, I said, oh, that's interesting. And I told myself, he's just like me. Havi oz tanomer. Who cares? It's his fault. By the way, I know Pshat and his kids. You have a father like that, you got problems. Not his fault. Would you like to have a father that the whole world says, that's your father? Yeah, they killed you right there. It's not your father's fault. Because he's popular and everyone thinks he's, and you're not him. So he's already not a good Masanach. Anyway, I spoke enough. Anyway, how do we take a daven today? Should we do the right thing? What I would really like, my first love is tshuva. Tshuva. We can get a tshuva system going. And give us all the a bug off. Whatever you do is good. Whatever you, and you're confused, I have to say to him, looking high and low, confusion is one of the biggest tikkunim in the world. If you're confused, that's the best thing in the world, is to be confused. It's a kapara. It's yesudim. Be confused. You know, why did the Eibishter mix us all up? A long time ago, Litta was Litta. You know, Poland was Poland. Galicia was Galicia. You were what you were. Sfardim lived all the way in Yehupitz, in Morocco. That's them. And these guys are here. Today, so you see, oh, interesting. And you're getting mevubal. Your head's flying all over the place. I'm not sure what shita you're supposed to have. It seems those guys are much better at learning than us. Those guys daven better, and those guys this better. That. And you get good and confused. What does the Abishah want from us? Confusion is a tikkun. Thank Hashem, I'm so happily confused. So bracha min hashemayim. I have it in a statement. It's brought down. Bilbulim and Avodas Hashem is the biggest form of Yesurim. You ain't a Raya Pnei Gehenim. You're Mavulbal. I'm not sure what to do. What? It's in here. There's a leakert. This is a leakert, and I'm going to look for it. It's a sefer. I don't know who wrote it exactly. But the name of the sefer, it's a leakert. I remember seeing it in this sefer. This is one of my old betachin. You know, anybody want to see my sefer? There it is. If I could only get another one, it's Kabbalistic. It's called Darkei Emuna Vashkasa. If anybody can get me this copy, I'll thank you a million times. I can use a new one. What? Exactly. Look at somebody who's malakit. I picked it up next to Shul. It's beautiful. I have here written up. What? When things go bad, don't be in a spoil. By the way, I am so thankful to what this gentleman is doing. What's your name again? He has a feet. Look what he did. Aimer v'yaisa. He made a whole Nevada community newsletter. Pasha said, look at this. He's talking stories. Myriadic. This is unbelievable. Suggested pratim. Maybe I could use some of these. Suggested pratim to overcome fear of people. Davening for the Yemen. If you're not good at it. Saying good morning to people you don't necessarily love. It's Gavaldi. I like that. Introducing yourself to people at weddings, especially those who look scary. By me, they're all scary. Sometimes, calling a friend you have not spoken to in a long while, helping someone you don't know that you see needs help. Great stuff. Saying it's not covered by guest houses. Beautiful. You know what I like to do? When somebody gives a shtick Torah, a big Rosh Hashiva, and in front of a whole crowd, a famous person, I go over to him. I tell him it was very nice. Now listen to my book. I promise you, I do that. And he tells you what he thinks. Then I go around telling everybody, guess who likes my shtickle? How do you like that? That's it. Do it! Don't be afraid of people! You get a mitzvah! Do that as a mitzvah! But when you do it, have kavanah. Don't worship people. They don't know if they're, and you make them feel good. I always compliment when a Rosh Yeshiva speaks. I always go for they are good. I always compliment. They need a boost. They're humans. They need a boost. All right. Rabotai, a pleasure.